Well, back to this country now. 300 jobs in County Wexford are under threat this morning. We can talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, this is a company called BNY, a financial services firm. What's the threat?
Well, it's understood, Audrey, that around 310 people work at BNY in Wexford. And in a statement last night, the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, said that his department had been informed that those jobs are at risk. Now, we understand this is due to a global review of real estate assets by BNY, which could result in the closure of the operation in Wexford. The company also has offices in Dublin and Cork, but these locations are not expected to be impacted by this move. Now, BNY has not yet confirmed details of any job losses in Wexford, and this will depend on the outcome of a consultation period with staff, which is due to begin tomorrow. It's understood staff will be presented with three options: redundancy, virtual working, or relocating to Dublin. Now, Minister Peter Burke said his thoughts are with the affected workers at this difficult time and that supports from the government and the IDA will be made available. He also said his department and the IDA will continue to keep in close contact with BNY management. He added that while any closure of the Wexford operation would have a significant impact on employees, the region continues to have a well-established range of companies across technology, life sciences, financial services and engineering. Minister Peter Burke spoke to our Europe editor Tony Connolly at the World Economic Forum in Davos last night.
They're now embarking upon a consultation period with all those employees this week. They're having a town hall meeting. I think it's very important to say, first of all, that there will be options, and that's so critical. We do know how much government places on regional employment, and that's very important from our perspective through the national planning framework and the capital plan, that we keep investing heavily in the regions. There will be options, obviously, in terms of remote working, in terms of moving to the Dublin office. That will be worked through with staff in the coming days.
That's Enterprise Minister Peter Burke in Davos. Is the company saying anything about its plans, Brian?
No, Audrey, we have yet to hear anything from BNY. We sent them a number of emails yesterday evening, but we've yet to receive any replies. Just to tell you a little bit about the company, its full name is Bank of New York Mellon, or BNY Mellon, but it recently rebranded as just BNY. It's headquartered in New York, and it's been in Ireland since 1994, with offices, as I said, in Dublin, Cork and Wexford. It provides financial services to asset managers, banks, pension funds, insurance companies and sovereign wealth funds. Now, there has been concern locally in Wexford over the last few days that these 310 jobs were under threat and that the office may close. Staff had told local media that signage was being removed in the offices in recent times and that this had sparked worries about what was to come.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent.